This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Real life, it happens. You know, love is a reality, and it's not haram to fall in love. You know, this is another myth that people have, that it's like haram to fall into love with someone or love at first sight. How do you even know? Ibn Hazm has a book in which he calls it Tawq al-Hamama. Tawq al-Hamama, right? In Tawq al-Hamama, he discusses all the different forms of love, and he actually speaks of love at first sight as well. Okay? He said this is a reality. In some cases, there is something called love at first sight. And sometimes it's not even lust, because maybe the person doesn't look that good, but they just fell in love. The Prophet ﷺ said that الْأَرْوَاحُ جُنُودٌ مُجَنَّدَ. The souls happen to be جُنُودٌ مُجَنَّدَ. They're like armies which have been paired together and coupled together. مَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا اتَّلَفْ وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اخْتَلَفْ. That whatever ends up agreeing with one another, immediately they fall in love with each other. And whatever happens to be at odds with one another, then they end up disagreeing with one another and departing and parting ways. So sometimes you see someone, you actually do fall in love with them. This is a reality. So this might happen, and this happened at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay? How did it happen? An authentic hadith, hadith of Umar, it's in Musnad al-Faruq, that the Prophet ﷺ, a man came to him and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I have an orphan child that is under my care. Two men have come to us as suitors for this child, right? One of them is very wealthy, and this is, by the way, a question as well. I've got a wealthy one and I've got a poor one. What should I go for, right? So one of them is very wealthy and the other one is not so much. He's very poor, actually. Musid and Mu'sid, meaning one is well off and the other one is very poor. Very difficult circumstances, okay? But the girl, she liked the one that was poor. She's interested in the man who happens to be poor. And we want to go for the rich one. I mean, they're thinking from their angle, but the girl is in love with this man. She's interested. Hawa is a very big term. She's very interested in this. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَمْ يُرَى لِلْمُتَحَابَّيْنِ مِثْلُ النِّكَاحِ. There's nothing better for two people who love one another that they get married than the fact that they get married. So he encouraged marrying off this child, this yatima, this orphan child, to the one who happens to be poor, just because she's in love with him and he perhaps was also in love with him. Maybe the Prophet knew more to the story than we know. That's why he said there's nothing better for two people who love one another than for them to get married. Also, the fact that the Prophet said this hadith in a very generic term, now it's applicable to everyone. If there are two people who are in love with one another, right? Then the best decision that you can make as parents for these two children or these two young ones is that you marry them off, so that they can actually enjoy themselves with the love that they have for each other.